We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Tanu Rabbanan. Lo yishte odom mayim, a person should not drink water, lo yishte revias, not on Tuesday nights, lo yishte Shabbos, and not on Friday nights, because the water might have mazikim in the water. Vim shason, if someone goes ahead and drinks, tamei b'raisha, he deserves it. It's his own blood is on his own hands. A place like Kana is a Sakana. My Sakana, what type of Sakana is it? Ruach Ra, there's a Ruach Ra in the water. Vim tzachi, if he's thirsty, what should he do? He needs to drink, and it's Tuesday night or Friday night, he needs to drink. So what should he do? So he has to say something, my tekante, neima shiva kailos. Say the pasuk that had 7 kailos, sh'omu David al mayim. David said in the capital Tehillim that talks about mayim, v'hod nishtenish drink. What's that pasuk? Sh'nemo, we say this on Friday night, kaila Hashem al amoyim, kaila kovet hirim, Hashem al mayim rabim, kail Hashem ha'koyach, second kail Hashem ha'hoda, the third kail Hashem ha'shev ha'rozim, the fourth kail, by Yishabe Hashem es arzei havonon, kail Hashem ha'chaytzev ha'rezesh, that's the fifth, kail Hashem yachal midbar, is the sixth, yachal Hashem midbar, kadesh, kail Hashem yachal, I probably lost track, but there are 7 kails here, kail Hashem yachal, is the kail Hashem alamayim, kail Hashem ha'koyach, kail Hashem ha'hoda, kail Hashem ha'shev ha'rozim, kail Hashem ha'chaytzev ha'rezesh, kail Hashem yachal midbar, and kail Hashem yachal yalois. It sounds like it's 8. If not, I count. It's 8. It's not like a good kash. I didn't realize it. It looks like it's 8. You say this pasuk that has 7 kailos. Zog to Gemara Vayta. V'loi, if that doesn't work, if you don't say it, how much is it? 8 or 8 or 7? It's 7. It's 7. V'loi, lei mahachi, say like this. Lul, shafon, anigran, adirfan. This is stama incantation. It says these 4 words. This is Ben Koich Bei Yisfina. I'm sitting between the stars. Ben Bilei Yishmeina Azlina. I'm going between the thinner and heavier people. So maybe you could take the heavier one. That's what you should say for the Ruach Ra. Biloi, if not, the Ike is not. You don't know the Pasuk Kapil Talim Bahat, so you can't say that. You don't know, you don't remember this. Lachash, what you do? If you have another person who's sleeping in the same house as you, and you wake him up, and tell him, say your own name, which is referring to yourself, you know, the Ben, your mother's name, is very thirsty, and you drink. And why do you say that? This way, the Ruach Ra thinks there's 3 people here. You have your friend, and you're saying, Plania by Plania, 2 names, so he thinks there's 3 people here, and he won't be mazik. That doesn't work either. You bang a piece of pottery on the barrel, take something to drink, and guess what? It'll scare him away. Throw something into the water and drink. So if you want to drink at night and you're worried about this Ruach Ra, you have a bunch of different choices what to do. A person should not drink water, not from the rivers, not from the swamps, but at night, because who knows what's in the water. Sakana shaviri. Sakana of getting blind. Sakana of getting blind if you drink from the water at night. If you're thirsty, what should you do? If you have another friend with you, you say, referring to yourself, you say, me past my mother is very thirsty. Biloy, if that doesn't work, name a iul and avshay, planya omrali imi, that the omrali avshay says to himself, you know, yankel, omrali imi, Allah told me, is dar mishavriri, be careful from blindness, and he says, shavriri, beriri, riri, yiri, riri, and that somehow breaks it down. Yeah, this is something that the Nachman comes from. Tzachina, yeah, tzachina maya, because he chaviri. I am thirsty, yeah, I'm thirsty. And I want to drink in a white piece of pottery. And it sounds very spam that the shade, memunah, on the kais of acheres, that's what you're referring to also. So you say this lachash, and that's how you could drink. So the Gemara Vaita. Ad Kan is the Gemara's with mazikim, but the Gemara's is still continuing agarata, but that's Ad Kan ha Gemara with all the mazikim, with the zugas. Now I want to go further and discuss Allah Zachin. Now it said in the Mishnah, even someone who eats from a tamchi is so poor that he can't even afford 2 meals, and he eats from the plate they brought around for the daniyim. Still, he's chayiv in 4 kaisis. So, afraid the Gemara Peshitta, of course, he's a yid. Well, of course, he's just chayiv in dal kaisis. Even if you're Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says a memra. Asay Shabbat chachoyel v'atastarach labriyos. It's better to make your Shabbat suda like a weekday suda, bagels and cream cheese, and not to collect tzedakah. But still, Hacham Shem Pesum Nisa Moide. Still here, as Pesum Nisa, he's Moide. You have to get the four kaisers, and don't worry about taking staka. But it comes to the four kaisers, that's important to do. So Rabbi Kiva's memory is that to make Shabbat Chachayv Al Starach Abriyas. There's a big kasha on this whole Rabbi Kiva from the Gemara Maseches Beya that first of all says that any Yisrael Shabbos Yom Tov Enim in a minion. And the Gemara says even more Maseches Beya. Levu Alai Vani Pereya. It's even a song. Levu Alai Vani Pereya. It says borrow money and I'll pay you back. Hashem says borrow on me. So what's going on? I had two things stimp. So Taisus and Maseches Beitza asks his kasha, and he answers that it's only if someone has a way to pay back. If a person has no way to pay back, it's better to eat cream cheese and bagels than to borrow money that he cannot pay back. It means if someone doesn't have money and he's worried, but he has, you know, he's worried, he doesn't want to, you know, take a loan. Don't worry, Hashem will pay you back. But you have to have some kind of plan. So you have to have some kind of money. It just means if you have money, don't worry, don't feel bad about spending the money for Shabbos. It's all going to get paid back. But if you don't have the money, then it's Asay Shabbat Chav Al Starach Labrias. In the Bechab, when he brings down this halacha, beginning in Reish Mem Beis, he also speaks down, if someone's a Shas and Chag Gadol, then he should not taka borrow money. It's only if he's not such a big Shas and Chag. If I have this the lashon here, I can read it to you. Yeah, it says Afilu Misha Tzarech LaAcherim Yesh Loi Ma'at Mishaloi Tzarech LaZaris Asma LeChavres Shabbos Loi Omru Asay Shabbat Chacharav Loi Tzarech LaBriyaz Al Misha Ashad Chukaloi BeYoyser. The only time we say Asay Shabbat Chacharav, someone was very dachuk. That's when you say the idea of a Seish Shabbat Chayil. And Baruch Hashem, in this day and age, there's not so many people like that. I don't know if any. So they should make the Shabbos with a covered. Tana Be'el Yo, Avich Omer Rekiva, Seish Shabbat Chayil, V'Atzarach HaBriyas. Really, the Gemara speaks as such an idea. Even though Rekiva said, Seish Shabbat Chayil, V'Atzarach HaBriyas, Hava Oysu Dava Mu'ud Shabbat Chayil, do something for Shabbos. Mind you, what's an example for that? Omer Rav Popov, Kasa D'Harsana, at least prepare a cup of a certain fish dish that was made with flour and fish fat, with small fish, at least make that special Shabbos. Kedatnan, Rabbi Yehuda and Tema Oimer have a az kanomer v'kal kanosher. You should be swift like a leopard and fly like an eagle. Rotz kutzvi, run like a deer. V'gibe kari and be strong like a lion. La'asay shushan avichal shavishmaim. And the Rebbe Rashbam explains, says that you should work on yourself, try to get something done for Shabbos, something special. Be mechazik in mitzvahs. Yoyser mishacholus biyadecha, the Rashbam says. A little more than you can do, try to do for Shabbos. So the Rashbam learns, we know the famous Tana Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. You know what that was? That was the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was called the bald one because he was bald. And therefore, Rabbi Shua is Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Taisus does not like this pshat so much. He wouldn't call Rabbi Akiva Karcha. It's not a nice name for Rabbi Akiva. So Taisus argues on the Rashbam. Rabbi Akiva learns that this Rabbi Shua is Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Shiva Dvarim Tzivir Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Shua ben Oy. What are the seven things he taught him? These are like Mila de Alma, the things, the lessons for life. Bini al teshev begoyva she'ir v'tishna. Don't sit in a place where everyone's around and learn. And the way the Rashbam learns, because they're going to bevatel you, they're going to be mafsik you. Everyone's walking around there. Others learn that it means learn b'tzniyus. Don't learn in front of everyone else. Learn when no one sees. That's the real learning. Don't live in a city where the leaders of the city are to be the chama. And the reason is because they're not getting anything done. If they're learning the whole day, they're not getting anything done for the tzibur. So don't live in a place where the tamid the chama run the city. You need people askanim who run the city. Don't walk into your house without knocking. And even your own house, and for sure, your friend's house, never walk him out without knocking, because who knows what they're doing in there. So even your own house, you should not just barge in. Maybe it's going to be private. Val timna v'nalach raglecha. Don't ever go barefoot. Always wear shoes. Hashkeim v'achol b'kayitz me'acham v'cher b'yatzina. Wake up in the morning and eat past chakras because it will help you in the summer. You shouldn't get hurt by the sun. And in the winter, you shouldn't get a cold. V'asei shabbat chol atarach labriyas. Or Akiva's memory have it for. Asei shabbat chol atarach labriyas means you shouldn't collect tzedakah to be able to have a very fancy Shabbos meal to have 40 dips. V'amishtadlim odom. And always make sure to have shaykhis to people who have good mazel. You see, someone's doing well, try to associate yourself with him. And what does that mean exactly? Omra Papa, loyla mizva minevler zunile. Don't sell him anything or buy anything from him, because then since he is the one who has good mazel, he's going to rip you off. Ella, lemeva shutvus today. Make a shutvus with him. You see someone who's doing well, you know, invest $100,000 with him. Be a shutvus with him. The pasuk by Eiv says, "Call not the fruit of Eiv misbarach." anyone who took a prut of me got benched. I feel a mizvin el zuin that even to buy or sell to them shaper dami, that is fine. So Kapanim, these are the seven things that Rabbi Akiva taught his son, a bunch of lessons for life about learning in private and don't live in a city where there are shadim nechamim and don't walk into your house by surprise, always wear shoes, eat past shachris, be careful about Shabbos not to waste the al sarach labriyas, and have shaykh associate with people who have good mazel. So I have another thing. Shimon Bei Yechai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was chavush of Beis Asurim. He was captured by the Romans and put into jail because he was teaching Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bei Yechai went to visit him in jail, and he said, "Amar loy, Rabbi, I'm teaching Torah. Teach me Torah. Amar einim alam tcha. I'm not teaching you Torah. I don't want you to get into jail, get into trouble. You know, me myself is bad enough. I don't want you also. Amar loy, im ein atam alam deini." He gave him a threat. If you don't teach me Torah, ani oimer liyachai abba umoysuch amalchus. I am going to tell my father, his ben yachai, I'm going to tell my yachai, and he will give you over to the malchus. So Marsha explains what I mean. He already is in jail. So Zokta Marsha that he's going to make it even worse for him. He says, "Efsh the gozum alav lemoysu amilsa the garat fei." He's going to put him into solitary confinement. He's going to say it's going to make it worse for you. And of course, like the Marsha says, the gozum, he's just trying to show him how much he really wants to learn. Not that, of course, he wasn't going to be moysu on Rabbi Akiva. Amaloi, so Rabbi Akiva says back to him, "No, b'ni yaisa masha egla roitzelina," even more than the calf wants the nurse, para, the mother, the cow, roitzelainik, wants to nurse the calf. "I want to teach you, but what can I do? I don't want to put you in sakana." Amaloi, Rabbi Shimon Yechai said, "Who mibah sakana? Who's in sakana? La egla ba sakana, not the para, the egla. And I don't care. You know, I am the eagle. I don't care. It's my sakana. I'm taking responsibility." Okay, so Akiva said, "I'm going to teach you a few things." Omaloi, in mekashta lichonik, hetala ba'ilan gadol, which means, like Rabban explains, if you want to say a memra that everyone will accept, have a shaykh as the adam gadol, and you'll be able to say over memras from him, everyone will listen to that. That's number one. Number two, kshatam lamed is bincha, when you teach your children Torah, lamdeo v'sefer mugar. Teach them in a sefer that doesn't have mistakes. Mahi, what does that mean? Gemara explains. Oh, Rav, Tamer Rav Sharsha, bechadata. When you're learning from the first time, the shabesh lekivin the all. Once a mistake is built in, it's very hard to get rid of the mistake. So when someone's young, teach him without any mistakes. Teach him with a safe and muga. So that's number two. Number three, loisavashel begderes bishvah chavrecha. Don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked in. What does that mean? Mind you, it means grusha v'chayi barla. If there's someone who got divorced, don't marry her if her husband's still alive, because she's going to be thinking of her husband, and the person who married her also might be divorced. He's thinking about her's old wife. Damar garosh nosa grusha. A garosh who marries a grusha, 4 days b'mita. There are 4 different days b'mita. Think about each other. Think about the old spouses. So there's 4 days, like 2 other spouses are in the bed, and that is not good. That you have to derive machshavas b'shas b'mita. V'bayi seima. I feel about mana. The first spouse, anyone saying I was a grusha because the husband's alive, you think about the husband. But even Amano, so the fit of first pshat, you're not going to think about, Amano doesn't think about a husband who died, because the husband who dies is usually forgotten, because the gzeir from Shemayim, that a mace gets forgotten to a certain extent from the person who lost the loved one after a year. But the Bible says, even by Amano, is even also a problem to marry Amano. There's certain issues of marrying Amano. And what's the issue? Lafi, she'ein kolatz boyz shavaks. Which means, the Rashbam explains, Eivir Tashmish, Mutaych Ein Tashmishoy Shalzeh Noyach Lok Sharishoin, since maybe it's not as good as the first one, Tisnoy, he will hate him. Therefore, it's not always the best idea to marry Amon. Of course, there are always times when it is necessary, but this, he's telling him some advice. Number three, V'guf Godoil Oichel Peres, V'loy Skar Mitzvah. He says, there's a very good investment. And that is what? There's a certain thing, you can make money and have mitzvahs at the same time. You have schar mitzvah at the same time as making money. What do you do? He says, if you lend someone money, lend him on his karka, which means he needs $100,000 to invest. So he gives you his property to use for the next 5 years, and you can eat the payers, and the payers will go towards the $100,000. And you can make the rates in a favorable rate, even though really a year's produce is really $30,000. I'm going to take $20,000 for that. And in 5 years, it'll be paid up. Meanwhile, I'll be making $50,000 profit, and I'm giving the guy capital to invest. So he's doing chesed for him. So everyone wins over him. And he's not losing his karka. In 5 years, he gets karka back. So the best way to help someone out is to lend them money on his karka, so you will gain, he will gain, everyone will be happy. That was the fourth thing. And the fifth thing is the guf Torah. Someone wants to keep his guf Torah. tahar, a kadosh v'tahar, noise isha v'lei bana. He marries a wife and has children. That is the best way for someone to keep him machshavas and himself in b'kedusha v'tahara.